scattered right here in the epicenter of free speech and common sense. It's the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show for a Thursday. So glad you're along for the conversation. It gets to this point of the program where I say, look at the rundown. It's my favorite part of the day because Ivy is here. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. You're not properly face covering. Are you socially distancing? I just want to make sure you're following all the rules.
Yeah. Yes, I'm distanced in my studio all by myself.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of things going on here, and I don't know where you want to start. We had a terrific weekend on Memorial Day weekend. We had our boat in the water, by the way, and you know, we should have invited the governor and her husband for a ride. You guys can come for a ride.
I was kind of surprised, though. Yeah, but I was surprised that there really weren't a lot of people out on boats. Typically, we see a lot more people kind of boating around. And the town, you know, in Boyne City was decent, and it was pretty busy, but not as busy as usual. And we got the news that they're not doing the 4th of July parade and firework display. And that's really sad because it's just been an accolade in the town for many, many years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's such a good time. And I just find that really unfortunate.
And it makes me wonder because you're right. And in northern Michigan there, the governor had opened it up, but only 3 days in advance. So restaurants that you and I like were scrambling, trying to figure out, okay, she gave us basically no notice. We can open on Friday. We've got a couple of days to figure it out. And many of them did. Those that had the outdoor space would put the tables outside and spread out. But the people didn't show up the way you would expect on boats or in restaurants. And it concerns me going forward because I wonder when other states and Michigan continue to open up, whether it's Michigan or New York or wherever it may be, that you're not going to have that big push of people the way these businesses need, because for restaurants and gyms and hair salons and so forth, they've got a lot of ground to make up, ground they'll probably never make up, but they're going to need customers. And if it's going to be that kind of a weak response, I'm concerned going into the future.
Sure. And I agree with you there, Steve. And that's also why it's so disheartening that these celebrations are being canceled. And I know on one side of the token, they're saying, well, how could we possibly social distance people? And on the other side of the token is there are so many restaurants and local stores, retail shops that have already been, pounded into submission and have their sales dropped tremendously because of the lockdowns. And now, you know, when the busiest time of year and these kind of celebrations get canceled, it's just more, negative numbers on the bottom line for these businesses. So it's really unfortunate. And I think that, if looking around the country, Florida, places like that, North, South Dakota that never closed, I just think that it really is time to reopen the entire state here in Michigan and other states. And like we've talked about before, just take care of the most vulnerable people. As we're seeing now, the numbers are telling the whole story, which is the most vulnerable people are the ones that are dying and these healthcare facilities and these, older folks' homes, things like that.
Absolutely, absolutely true. In fact, the article from Forbes here that I've been quoting today, it finds that 43% of the U.S. deaths, which is just at 100,000 now, so 43,000 at least, come from long-term care facilities, come from nursing homes. I think you're going to find these numbers are much higher because in New York, for example, if somebody leaves a nursing home, critically ill, mortally ill, if you will, and they end up at the hospital and die, it's not counted as a nursing home death, which certainly it should be. And then you look at places like Michigan, New York, and New Jersey, where the governors there ordered these people to go into nursing homes when they were COVID-19 positive. That was a death sentence. That was a complete failure. That was an absolute failure on the part of these governors. It's complete incompetence, and it killed people. There's no question about it.
I don't know, Steve, I don't know if you heard Cuomo say yesterday, though, he was actually blaming these facilities and saying, well, if they couldn't take these COVID-positive patients, they should have said so, and therefore we wouldn't have sent them there.
He ordered them there.
He's essentially saying,
yeah, that's outrageous. Yeah,
but he is bringing it back on to them saying it's their fault, because if had they had said, we can't do this, then the whole situation would have been curtailed. So...
Well, I agree with that, but he also took $150,000 at least in donations from these executives of nursing homes and giving them immunity from prosecution just recently. So he forced the patients to go there. He blames them now. They say, no, you did that, and it doesn't matter. The governor's not going to be charged with a crime, and he gave immunity to the nursing homes that he forced the patients into. The bottom line is this. In New York, New Jersey, and Michigan, these governors sentenced thousands of people to death by sending in COVID-19 positive patients. Oh, it's all about science. Really? Because any 5-year-old could figure out you don't send sick patients in around the elderly. Pretty simple.
Absolutely true. And it's devastating, especially to families who have felt like they've been robbed of time with their loved ones. And especially in places like New York and Michigan, that the governors have said, hey, you know, these COVID positive patients need to go in. And as a result, you know, these older folks have died.
And except there's one place, though, that one place worked better. Go ahead.
That's a tough pill to swallow, especially, you know, when you think that your loved one, your grandmother, your mother, whoever, sister, whatever the case may be, has died and could have had another 10 years, 15 years of life, whatever the time is, if you felt like it's been robbed
you've
of
been
you,
cheated.
That's a serious thing.
Sure, you've been cheated. And you know, the one state that really performed better than anyone else was Florida, the oldest population, the elderly population. But Governor DeSantis there, smart enough to say, no, we're not sending sick patients to nursing homes. We're going to protect nursing homes. Mm-hmm. As a result, they did far better. I'll give you the last word real quick.
Yeah, Steve. Well, I hope that we see some more movement in Michigan. I know a lot of businesses are suffering and around the country. And I just think that it's time. There are so many negatives here in terms of this lockdown that we just need to get things back on track.
Let the doors open.
Imperative.
Yeah, open the doors. Let the sunshine in. Let the fresh air in. You got it. Ivy, thank you as always. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Steve.
It's the No Panic Zone on a Thursday. Devin Nunes still coming on the program in hour number 3. Don't miss that. Straight ahead here on the Steve Gruber Show.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.